Right now we have a surprise guest who has just popped into our studio. Oh, my God. He claims he's David Nevin's grandson. That's weird. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Hey, Mark. It's actually John Zach, the NSA guy who used to tap your phone.
Oh, my God. Really? I've never seen you in person. So what happened? So you quit the NSA? You came to Hollywood, huh?
Yeah, I developed a stand-up act, balloon animals, a little mime, then closed with a serious rendition of Rocket Man.
Uh-huh.
They wouldn't hire me at the Comedy Store.
Wow, that's bad. I'm surprised, actually. I'm sorry to hear that.
They like the balloon animals in Riverside. It's artistic, and people get something they can take home.
Sure, I can see that.
Then I drive all the way to West Hollywood for an open mic, and Pauly Shore, whom I admire above all men...
I see.
Pauly Shore says, "You're a hack, buddy."
Wow, and that's surprising that he could say that. But I am, again, sorry to hear that, man.
I mean, these people just don't get it, Mark.
Yeah,
they don't.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I sound like one of your stupid phone calls.
All right, look. There's no reason to lash out, John.
It's just, I used to listen to you ranting and raving on the phone when I tapped your calls, and I was always thinking, boy, if Mark Maron can get that far when he's a complete whack job, imagine what a guy could do if he had his head together.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know what a guy can do if he has his head together? Not get his phone calls returned from Dave Rath. That's what he can get.
Wow. Well, look, John, you've only been here a week. You can't expect instant results.
Dave Rath won't return my phone calls.
Okay, all right. Okay, take it easy. All right, just take it.
You could do something for me. You could. You just won't.
No. There's not much I can do for anybody, really, John. I mean, I've got maybe 12 people listening to this show.
Yeah, that's what they all say. Everybody acts real nice when they meet you, and everybody is going to be part of your project, and everybody's going to make you part of their project, and then nothing happens. Jesus Christ, at least Al-Qaeda has some follow-through.
I know, okay, I know, I get it. It's really frustrating, and you're just going to have to ride it out, buddy.
Oh, I don't have to do anything, Mark, because what I can do is go back to the NSA and start exploring a new security risk.
What? I mean, what do you mean?
I mean, after the way I've been treated, a lot of people in show business pose a much bigger threat to security than I thought.
Hmm.
Maybe they're not returning my calls because they're only communicating through their immediate Taliban contacts.
Look, John, I may not be the best person to say this, but bitterness might not serve you in the long run, you know?
I'm going to break Pauly Shore. I'm going to break him. And Aaron Spelling.
John, Aaron Spelling is dead.
Yes, he is. I gotta go, Mark.
Wow. That was weird and awkward, and Bruce Cherry's coming in, so more of that.
I like that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah? Well, maybe you guys can do an act together, the two of you.
Maybe. Sounds like a good idea.
Talk to you in a second.